The next few weeks are a critical time for North Texas hospitals. Facilities may have to implement what are called surge plans to increase the number of available beds. Stephen Love is president and CEO of the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council.
In two and a half weeks, our volume could be significantly higher than it is now, which means we might have to begin surge capacity implementation on our campuses.
That may mean putting multiple patients in one room and using recovery areas to house COVID-19 patients.
Because the recovery room has a lot of the same equipment an ICU would have. So there are many things within the campus you can do.
Love hopes North Texas hospitals won't have to turn to surge plans, but the region is seeing shrinking capacity and dramatic spikes in admissions. Tarrant County officials reported last week that COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations have more than doubled since June. And this week, Dallas County has seen record-high daily totals. Dr. John Carlo is CEO of Prism Health North Texas. He's also on the COVID-19 task force for the Texas Medical Association.
One of the things we're looking at there is not only what the amount or number of people in the hospital are today or tomorrow, but how quickly did we get to that number?
Carlo says it's important to understand the lags in this reporting. Most people with COVID-19 are able to recover at home. Hospitalizations represent the more severe cases. Severe symptoms typically take a few days to develop, so by the time the sickest patients are admitted and accounted for, the virus has probably spread even further throughout the community.
It would very likely be behind the number of cases of infections that we would see.
While North Texas counties are reporting higher daily totals of positive COVID-19 cases, those numbers don't tell the whole story. That's because testing has become more widely available since the onset of the outbreak. One thing public health officials are paying close attention to is what's called the positivity rate. That refers to the percentage of COVID-19 tests that come back positive. Governor Greg Abbott previously said anything above 10% would be a red flag. In Texas, the positivity rate this week surpassed 15%.
There's a lot of coronavirus circulating. We know a lot of people will have it that are asymptomatic and infectious and will be out and around.
With the state's stay-at-home order lifted, Carlo says individual choices are key to slowing community spread. He encourages people to continue social distancing, wearing masks, disinfecting surfaces, and washing hands. Dallas County is reporting more cases tied to large social gatherings like house parties. Health officials have created a color-coded chart showing the COVID-19 risk level. The county is currently in the red zone, the highest risk level, and residents are advised to stay home. Health officials have also rated how risky some common activities are. Getting takeout or going camping are low-risk activities, while attending a big concert or going to a bar are among the most dangerous. With COVID-19 hospitalizations on the rise, Stephen Love with the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council doesn't want people to ignore other urgent medical needs.
If you have an emergency, such as chest pain, or if you have numbness like having a stroke, do not hesitate to come to the hospital. We're here to serve you.
Ideally, Love says, surge plans would create space for all patients, including those who don't have COVID-19. I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.